The Jamaica-Catlin consolidation proposal has plenty of supporters, and they turned out earlier this month at public question and answer sessions held by the two school districts. But the opponents turned out too. Members of the Thrive for Better Education Committee handed out anti-consolidation flyers at a meeting at the Jamaica High School gym. Jamaica parent and Thrive committee member Jared Fritz wants his school district to consider other options, including other potential partners, before going ahead with this one.
Proposing that this is the best thing for the kids, best thing for the districts, best thing for the taxpayers, best thing for teachers, nobody really knows because nobody ever looked at anything but the Catlin option. And when I say vet whiteboard, the neighboring districts, the Westvilles, the Heritages, the Shilohs, and vet those to see, is there a better option? This may be the best option, nobody knows, because this is the only one that's ever been focused on.
Catlin and Jamaica are both very small districts that combined their high school sports programs years ago, but they're not the same. The Jamaica district is already a product of consolidation, covering four small towns with its school campus in the countryside. Few, if any, students walk to school in the Jamaica district. But many can in the more populous Catlin district, which serves just Catlin and Catlin Township, with its schools right in the middle of town. Under the consolidation plan, the middle school in Catlin and the high school in Jamaica would both close, while both elementary schools would stay open. But Mel Sanford, who lives in the Catlin district, told the meeting that he fears the closures won't save enough money, and Catlin might someday have to close its elementary school as well.
So I guess we're fearful that the long-term fix is someday a building is going to close. And we don't want that to be our building. Our town is built around our grade school and our junior high. If we lose that, our town dries up.
Besides looking for partnerships with other nearby school districts, Fritz and Sanford want to investigate different types of partnerships, like a cooperative high school, which two or more districts would run together without consolidating. That way, both school districts would stay autonomous and wouldn't have to worry about being the minority voice on a consolidated school board. But the Jamaica and Catlin school boards have already considered and rejected the co-op idea. Jamaica first grade teacher and high school parent Don Eagle serves on the Salt Fork Committee of 10, formed to study consolidation. She told the meeting that the community needs to act now.
Waiting a few more years until things get really bad is not the answer. We are already operating at near bare bones. What are we saying to our children if we don't vote yes? We are the adults. We need to make the decision that will make a true difference in the lives of our kids and our communities.
One thing the two sides in the consolidation debate seem to agree on is that things will only get worse for their rural school districts over time, and that by the next decade they'll have to look at additional partnerships with other school districts. Thrive committee member Jared Fritz agrees that rural school finances will continue to decline while school expenses rise.
And gas isn't 50 cents a gallon anymore. You know, it's $4 a gallon, and that's what it takes to run buses. Small towns are dying. Our population's getting smaller. The enrollment here is smaller, but that doesn't necessarily mean jump at the first ship by.
Jamaica School Superintendent Phil Harrison says if voters reject consolidation, his school district will look at other options, such as a cooperative high school, partly because their budget is too lean to cut much further. But he says that decision would be up to the elected officials. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.